Released 12 years into the Vietnam War, it's become associated as an anti-war anthem. But Stephen Stills was actually inspired to write For What It's Worth after the Sunset Strip curfew riots began on this date, November 12, 1966. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
There's something happening here.
The Sunset Strip clubs were dominated with hippies and the counterculture. Area businesses and homeowners were growing annoyed with the crowds and traffic congestion, and they pressured the Los Angeles Police Department to finally enforce a 10 p.m. curfew from 1939. The police would also revoke youth permits from 12 of the clubs, determining them to be off-limits to anyone under 21. The young music fans felt that the laws infringed upon their civil rights, and tensions escalated when organized demonstrations were held. Flyers were distributed, and more than 1,000 protesters showed up, including future celebrities Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda. The rally began peacefully, but trouble would break out, and store windows were smashed, a city bus was disabled, and more than 200 were arrested. At the time, the Buffalo Springfield were the house band at the Sunset Strip's Whiskey A Go-Go. Watching the riots, Stephen Stills wrote the song, and the band would record it on December 5th. The song's title doesn't ever appear in the lyrics. Instead, Stephen Stills had played it for Atlantic Records executive Ahmet Erdogan and said, "I have this song here for what it's worth if you want it." Erdogan would be the one to include the parenthetical subtitle, "Stop, Hey, What's That Sound?" so it would be recognizable. The single would be released on December 23rd, when it would ultimately peak at number 7 in early 1967 and be included in the March reissue of Buffalo Springfield's debut self-titled album. The next year, the members of Buffalo Springfield would go their separate ways, and even though they had a brief two-year career, the impact of For What It's Worth continues over 50 years later, after its inspiration from the Sunset Strip curfew riots on this date, November 12, 1966. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.